notice when some of your kids don't come back home? There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Check out your theology and your authoritativeness to see why they won't come. You'll get that on your way home. Proverbs, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The first thing we see is training. Training begins at home. It does not begin in the classroom, nor the next door neighbor, nor from your peers. It starts at home. Our parents have the responsibility of training and raising up our children.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry, an outreach broadcast of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. At Antioch, our worship service times are first, third, and fifth Sundays. Services begin at 8 a.m. and second and fourth Sunday, our services begin at 11 a.m. And our midweek services is Wednesday at 6 p.m. And if this message has been a blessing to you, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net. Or if you desire a copy of this message, you can purchase it for a love offering of $8, care of Paradise Ministry, 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana. That's Paradise Ministry, 2308 Houston Street, Alexander, Louisiana, 71301. This is Pastor Mathis. Until next time, we hope to see you in church.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bill, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street. In the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m. intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. empowered by the Word of God Bible class, Friday night 7:30 p.m. prayer, praise and deliverance service, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, worship service 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord. In Jesus' name. It's been flowing in my spirit. And I couldn't wait this morning to get over the airway to share with you, amen, this powerful word. Paul, as he writes to the Roman church in Rome, amen, it seems to me in that particular 8th chapter and verse number 1, he began to explain to them the life of the spirit that is within you as a, not only just a believer, but as a Christian. And I want you to understand that there are many people that are believers, but to be a Christian, you have to have a conversion. You know, there have to be a change within you. And of course, if we do a study on what Christian mean. It means to be Christ-like. And, of course, the apostles took on the character of Jesus. And at Antioch, they were first called Christians, which mean Christ-like, amen, Christos, amen. They were anointed to carry out the things of God. And they lived their lives for the Lord. And you know, God used them in a mighty way. And today, the church, the true church, you know, there's a lot of ministries, but the true church is born of the Word and the Spirit. And it operates by the Holy Ghost. That's the church I love. I can't be in the ministry where it's dead. I need to have a move of God. I need his gifts to operate, and I need his fruits, amen, to be, amen, that of the character of not only my life but those who I'm around. Amen, because I realize what God bought me from. I realize how that I lived a life that was full of darkness. And I had to be preached through. I had to be preached out of the hell that I was bound by. I don't know about you. Some of you have been saved all your life, and you never had any struggles in your flesh. And those are the type of people that God can't save. But those of you who are facing some times in your life that is uncertain, and that you are overwhelmed with, that is oppressing in a way that are squeezing you to the intense, to where you know you can't live this life on your own and you need help. I want you to know today Jesus is your help. And I love this particular scripture because the Apostle Paul lays it out. He lay it out to those who are Christians and those who are true believers and have overcome, amen, the works of the flesh. You say, there is therefore now no. And listen, my friend, I'm not an English major. I barely can speak English, but I'm not an English major, but I can tell you that the word no means that's no. I mean, it just means literally you can't see any condemnation because of the spirit as it has covered that individual life, to where when you see it, they look like Christ, and the things that Christ have done for them, amen, amplifies his presence in their life. There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. To be in means to be intimate, to have transformed themselves to, when you see me, you see the character of God. When you see me, you see the attributes. You see the fruits, and you see the work of God, that God has literally changed my life. I was looking at also in the Bible where Paul began to talk to the Corinthians, and he said to them in 2 Corinthians, he says 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So this is all running together. He says, you're a new creature. He says, old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. There's no more condemning you in the flesh, because you're not operating with a fleshly thought anymore, fleshly mindset. The appearance of your characteristics are no longer thinking fleshly or out of the structure or will of God. He's saying that the old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And I love this, because there's no condemnation. He says, amen, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So he's explaining not only to the church in Rome, but to the permanent church in Corinthians, which had a lot of problems. Some were struggling with different things, and yet they were spiritual, but they were still struggling. But he comes and he put the icing on the cake and said, all things are of God. So now if we're not condemned, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the spirit. That means that your life is here with God. And he says now in 2 Corinthians 5:18, all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Praise God. It's something to think about. We have been reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus. And even though Jesus was God, robed in the flesh, he took on that flesh, and in that flesh he bared the sins of you and I. He bared the sins of the whole world in his flesh. He took it and nailed it to the cross, and amen, praise God. And he died out of that fleshly appearance body, and he went to the grave, and he stayed in that grave. He preached to those who had believed in the Old Testament of his coming. Amen. He preached, amen, to them who were bound in hell. Some folks say Hades. Amen. Praise God. He preached to them. Amen. And when he rose, some of those folk rose with him. They believed, amen. They died believing the scripture. Amen. They died believing the Torah. They died believing the word of God. They died believing the Pentateuch. They died believing, amen, that God, that the Jesus, the Messiah, amen, would come and give us that life we once had in the Garden of Eden, that we will no longer be judged, amen, as sinners, but that our life will be reconciled with him, and we can live a life of harmony. Now, I know, and I'm not ignorant of this, that we live in a world that is dark, a world that is confused, a world that doesn't love. And I know that. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you today that the Holy Ghost can give you life in the midst of this dark and perverted generation. God can still give you, he can still give you victory over the things that you're going through. But here's what I want to put to you. There's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Mark 16:16 says, he that believeth, and I want you to hear this. I'm trying to help you get what God wants you to get. And I want you to believe it's beyond tradition. Amen. Beyond the tradition. Beyond, amen, religion. I want you to hear this. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. Shall be saved. Without the baptism, amen, there's no, amen, structure for you to receive the salvation that God wants you to have. Now, I know this is a hard subject for some of us, because people believe all kind of ways. But I'm telling you, it says, he that believeth and is baptized, amen, shall be saved. But he that believeth not is damned already. So you condemn. And now the church, and you got to understand this, the Old Testament thing, you know, a lot of people talk about the thief on the cross, what God did for him. I want y'all to know that's a new era. The temple been rent and twined, amen. And Jesus did all things to bring us one new man. What was under the Old Testament, if people didn't have the Holy Ghost like God is giving it now, because, see, Jesus hadn't yet came, and he wasn't yet crucified, amen, praise the Lord, to send us the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. But the thief that was on the cross, that was up under his dispensation. There ain't no more thief on the cross salvation. You got to repent of your sins and be baptized according to Acts 2:38 in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Remit of your sin. The word remit means to wipe out. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You got to have the right structure, ladies and gentlemen, else you still condemn. I'm telling you, you're still condemned. Now, I know some of you say, well, no, I was raised like this. No, the Bible said this. No, Jesus said this. No, Peter said. But listen, my friend, the church grew under the New Testament. It came alive. After Jesus resurrected and went back into heaven, they preached Jesus. And they baptized, according to Acts 2:38, they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the remissions of people's sin, for your sin to be remitted, to be born under the blood so that you would not be condemned or held, amen, praise the Lord, captive to the works of the flesh. Jesus told Nicodemus, if you be born of the water and the spirit, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. So a lot of people are built up on, amen, the Old Testament, and they don't believe the New Testament salvation, that plan of salvation that God given us to not be condemned. Jesus came to save us. And listen, some of them say, well, I believe, well, Paul said this and Peter said that. But when you look at Paul and Peter, amen, they followed the structure of the New Testament baptism. And a lot of people don't want to go there. They just want to say, well, Paul said for me to live, for me to die is gain and Christ to live. But you don't want to understand that Paul had to go see Ananias. And he had to have this New Testament salvation. He had to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And yet he would have been condemned. Peter had to have it. They were all in the upper room. Even Mary, the woman that bare Jesus. Why didn't she get it like Zechariah? Why didn't she didn't get it? Amen. Like Elizabeth, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Even John came here filled with the Holy Ghost to run for God. Mary didn't get it like that. She got it when she went in the upper room. And I'm telling you, my friend, except you be born of the water and the spirit, you are still condemned to your flesh. And I want to bring that out today. I want you to understand that I'm not here, amen, to condemn you or to say, well, what about these and that? No, I'm saying what the Bible say. The Bible says it. And the church was added to. And I might not get no callers today, but it doesn't matter to me. Praise God. I just want to let you know that you need full salvation. Now, for the what the law could not do, the Bible say, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. See, that's a condemnation to continuing with the old nature, the old man, the old thoughts, the old way. It condemns sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in them who walks not after the flesh but after the spirit. See, God comes to give us a spiritual presence. And listen, he told the disciples, he told the apostles, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endowed with power from on high. He knew it. They needed a change. They needed him working in them. They needed him dwelling in them, that the Holy Ghost would change your life. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough to go to church, shake the preacher's hand, and still be confused. It's not enough to go to church, amen, praise God, and just show up in the door and not have a relationship with God. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to the prayer line. Amen, praise God. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Unto me shall, amen, enter into the kingdom of God. God said there are going to be many that are going to say, Lord, had not we did this, had not I did that, had not I cast out. See, you use his name. And he going to honor his name. I mean, you know, you can get a wine, or you get him full enough and he done been around church. He gonna remember God so loved the world. He gonna remember that, but amen, praise the Lord. He gonna remember that scripture, but he can't live it. And that's what God is trying to say. I want to give you power to live what I have designed for your life. And he said, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many would say to me in that day, I want to get that straight. Many would say to me in that day, Lord, have not we prophesied it in your name? You use that name to get your bills paid. Amen. To get things done. Amen. But he gonna say, depart from me. I never knew you. You worked, but you worked in iniquity. I don't want you to be condemned. I want you to be saved. Go to that phone if you need prayer today. It's for God's glory that you come forward. Be healed and delivered and made whole. 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you. If you have desire today to be prayed for, I want you to dial that number. Amen. It's not for my glory, but it's for God's glory. And it pleases the Father, amen, who dwelleth in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus. 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you. If you desire prayer today, I'm looking forward to praying with you. Looking forward for God to change your situation. I want to touch and agree with you. I'm excited if you are. If you're excited, I'm excited with you. If you need prayer, I want to pray with you. And I want you to know today that when you give your life to God, you're going to go through some things, but you're not condemned. Glory to God. Go ahead, call it your now. Hello? Did I do this right? Okay, we're going to want you to go back to that phone and dial that number. Amen. Praise God. So we can get you through here today. Okay, call it your now. Hello?
Okay, call it your now. Yes, I was just calling for a stronger walk with the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. And I tell you, because you said that, could you turn your radio down just a little bit? And you know, you desire that, and God will give you that. I want you to stay focused, because it's the enemy's job to take you off track. But if you continue to stay focused with God, and I don't know what your prayer life is like, but I found out that prayer strengthened a true saint. Somebody that really loves God, the more you pray, the more stronger, amen, praise God, you get and be able to hold on to things that God has given you. But I'm going to pray today that God will strengthen your walk. Lord, strengthen my sister. And Lord God, whatever come to deflect her walk with you, I pray that it be bound in the name of Jesus. Every trap that the enemy has set and every step that she take, God give her victory. And God, I pray that you would give her mind the strength, amen, to love you more in her heart and to desire the work that you're calling her to do. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and encourage her to walk with boldness today, to pull down every stronghold, every wicked imagination, even those voices that comes to condemn her. Let them be condemned. Every tongue that rises against her in judgment, let it be condemned. And I call on you, God, for victory for my sister, and that she will be revived. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen. I'm glad that you called today, and I thank you for calling. You be encouraged. You need to stay under the anointing. Stay under the anointing. Praise God. All right, go to that phone, my friend. Dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, to get you in touch with prayer. Go ahead, Carla. You're on there.
Yes, I was calling for prayer for my finances.
Prayer for your finances. How's your walk with God today?
Okay.
Okay, you took a little bit too long and studied with that one. So, listen, I'm going to pray for both things. Because, you know, it is God that give you power to get wealth. It's God that opened doors that no man could close. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding, but God will, amen, direct your path. Now, I want God to bless you, but he wants your soul to prosper. Amen. Even as he bless you, he wants your soul to prosper. He wants you to be in good health even as your soul prosper. He wants you to know him in the power of his resurrection. Lord, I pray for this young lady because the earth is yours. You say you reign on the just as well as the unjust. And Lord, you are a provider. And Lord, she need a breakthrough in her finances. But God, let her honor you with what you're about to give her. The miracle that you're about to bring in her life. Let her honor you with it. In the name of Jesus, God, I want you to bless her right now and give her victory over her finances. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. God bless you, and I pray your salvation will be speedily. Glory be to God. Thank you for calling. Amen, my friend. God is in the business, amen, of reconciling his people, amen, by the work that he did here in the flesh. You know, I got 3 minutes. The Bible says, for as much as the children were partakers of flesh and blood, he armed himself likewise with the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. That he may be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. But he condemned that when he took the keys of death from the devil. He took the keys of death from, in other words, Satan had us bound up. We didn't know how to bless the Lord. But this is the hour that we need to know how to bless God in spirit and in truth. Like he told the woman at the well, amen, in Samaria, the hour have come that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. My friend, I'm telling you, there's no condemnation to them who are walking and seeking God with their whole heart. Miracles are happening. Healings are taking place. Families are being put together. Marriages are lasting. Children are clothed in their right mind. And I can't praise this new stuff that they got going on, but I can praise the foundation that God has given us, that you shall be established in righteousness and in true holiness. Go to that phone today before I get off this air if you need prayer. 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. I got 2 minutes. Amen. Time is winding down. And I want you to know today that, praise God, God said if you believe and is baptized, and I want to get on you backsliders, and I want to tell you, you need to put down whatever caused you to leave God. God is real. Them little trials you're going through is not compared with the glory that shall be revealed. You need to put down your backsliding ways. Turn it up for a minute. I want you to hear this. It's for God's glory. It's for God's glory. And God is saying to that person that ran away from him, if you would have stayed with me, I would have gave you the desires of your heart. And I want to tell somebody, just before your breakthrough, darkness gonna always come. The pleather gonna come before the leather. Glory to God. The phone ain't gonna come before the real. If you just hang in there and believe God, God will bring you out. And I feel it strengthening somebody's heart right now. If you in his presence, and David said at his right hand, amen, there are pleasures. In his presence is the fullness of joy. You need joy, woman. You tired of your situation. You need joy. And I'm going to tell you, I would love to pray with you before I go off this air, but look like my time is about to run out. Don't procrastinate. If you dial that number, I'm believing God going to drive those tears, that heartbreak, that disappointment. Man, that thing you're struggling with, put the drugs down. Put the alcohol down. Come out of somebody else's house. Son that been delivered from prison, don't go back. Get your mind right. Daughter that come out of incarceration, get your mind right. You got children. You need to raise them. They need to see a good example. They need not know, praise God, that you have caused them to go through the fire. Learn to be obedient and hear the voice of God. I got to get off this air. But amen, praise God. But I want you to know, God is still in the saving business. Be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. In Jesus' name, God bless you.